Today's minute comes out of this week's parsha. So I want to do it today because it's the last time we do a minute for this week. Parsha's Korach. Let me read you the pasuk. This is a very short minute. Maybe I'll tell you another minute for Rosh Chodesh. Very, very short. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, heroimu mitocho eido hazos. Lift, remove yourself from this assembly. Va'achale oisam kiraga. Very disappointed with Korach and the Eida for their complaints. Their complaints against challenge the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Va'achale oisam kiraga. I'm going to wipe out the whole assembly. Very scary. Vayiplo apnei Moshe v'Aaron were traumatized, and they fell on their face. Vayoyimer Moshe l'Aaron kach es hamachta. Immediately the zamagefa. People are going to start dying like flies. Take the machta, a shovel. V'sen alecha ish me'al hamizbech v'sim kitores. And put kitores on the shovel and walk among the camp, and the kitores will be a nachas ruach for Hashem, and the mageifa will end, will come to an end. It'll save thousands of people's lives like this. The similar eish me'al hamizbech v'sim kitores v'holich mehira go quickly eloida v'chaper alehem ki yotzo haketzef milofnei Hashem. Hashem is angry. Hichel hanogef, a mageifa has begun. People are dying. And to stop death, bring in the keteres among the people, and it'll put an end. Vayikach Aaron kasher diber diber Moshe vayoretz el teicho ido el teicho kahol v'nei hichel hanoge negef ba'am vayitein es haketeres vayichaper alam vayamor ben ha'mesim ben ha'chayim. He stood between the mesim and the chayim v'atayatzar ha'magefa. The magefa came to an end. Now from this comes the minute, from these second comes the minute to recite the keteres every single day. It's part of the Nisach HaTfilah, part of Korbanos. Some people do it more, some people do less. Some people, Rav Chaim Palage in Kaf HaChaim, he writes that you should say it even L'chatchilah on Klaf, and should read it on Ksav. Sure, some of the Sardim, more the Sardim, are more into this. But there's no question that there's a minhag to recite the Ketores every single day, and it protects us from harm. Now the truth is, there's more to it. There are stories of various gedolim where there were different tragedies and plagues, terrible things were happening in different communities. And the custom was, when there was a community where Rahman al-Itzlan, there were tragedies, they would take a minyanim, 10 people, 4 groups of 10 people, and they would go to the 4 corners of the city or of the community, and each group would recite very carefully and slowly with a lot of kavana the parsha of the Ketores. Basically, just like what it says, we don't mamash bring Ketores, but we recite the parsha of the Ketores. The Zohar, now where did Moshe Rabbeinu get this from? Moshe Rabbeinu got this from the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu went to receive the Torah by Har Sinai. He went to Shemayim and he met the Malach. And the Malach said, Moshe, and when Moshe went and he overpowered, he took the Torah and he became friendly with the Malachim. At some point in time, the Malach and Malach Mavis. So Moshe Rabbeinu, somehow he became friendly, and there's some more details to the story. And in part of their companionship, the Malach HaMavis says, I'll tell you a secret. Anytime that there's this trouble, all you have to do is bring Ketores, and the Ketores is magic. It will solve all of your problems. Halavai. And indeed, like we said, there are documented stories in Klal Yisrael where Rahman al-Islam, there were plagues and there were unusual circumstances that Chachamim, doctors could not figure out the cause, and it was the custom to go to the corners of the city. Each corner would go with a group, recite the parasha of Ketores, and that would be Megin, and that would put an end to the problem. And as an extension of that, it became the custom for people to recite the Ketores every single day, before davening or after davening, twice, Shacharis and Mincha. And by extension, it became the minhag even to read the Ketores from Klaf, Ksav Ashuris, You don't have to go that. I don't know. People don't have to go that far. It's a nice little gift. You want to give someone a unique gift. That's a very nice thing people give as a gift. But it's not something which you have to, mamash have to do. The Zohar says the same thing. The Zohar repeats this repeatedly. The Zohar says that a person should do this. He says the story with Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Pinchas met Eliyahu HaNovi. So here we have Moshe meeting the Malach HaMavis. And we have almost exactly the same story with Rabbi Pinchas. Or maybe it could be Pinchas and Pinchas in the Torah. I'm not sure which Pinchas is referring to. But Pinchas is Eliyahu L'chara. I don't know. That's another story. But L'chara, there's a Tana called Pinchas. He met Eliyahu HaNovi. And Eliyahu HaNovi said that a person should say the Ketores. And you say the Ketores, it'll be Megan. The Zohar, now, what's not understood is people think, oh, this is a segula. All you have to do is do it once. You have a trouble, you say the Ketores. No, the Zohar is very, very clear. In order for this to work, you have to do it. Remember I told you at school, let's just do it once, yeah, and you're finished? But this is a segula, where the segula is that you should be rogel, shogur b'fif. It's not to do it once. It should be part of your nusach ha-tfilah, your daily tfilah, to say the Ketores. The next thing is mentioned by everyone. It only works if you say it with kavana, and you know what you're saying. To rattle it off, rib, is meaningless. The more kavana and the more consistency, the more it can protect. Now the Zohar makes no mention of money. People totally take this, they distort it, and the Zohar says that this segula minhag, it's really what it comes to, it's out of the parsha. I mean, you can't really get better than this when you get something that you extract out of the psukim in the Torah, and you say it's parsha. Parsha is correct, it's a whole parsha in the Torah. When it says this segula, or says this halacha, this custom, it's megin from chet, from hirhurim, evil thoughts, from doing averos, being in situations where a person would, by mistake, sin, be choite. Doesn't make mention that it's a skula for wealth and success and fame and all of those wonderful things. It's purely a spiritual protection from getting yourself involved in situations that your neshama will regret. Later, people have come along and said, oh, by the way, it's also good for money. Yasimu kitarvi apecha v'chalil al mizbachecha, bareich Hashem chelo, your wealth will be blessed. If you say the Ketores, then you come to wealth. At the kach, this is amazing. Why do we say enkelokeinu? Why do we say before on Shabbos, minik ashkenaz, minik sfad, that say it every single day? Why do you say enkelokeinu, enkadrinu, enkemalkeinu before you recite the parasha of the Ketores? So this is brought down in Svarim, is because since the Ketores is a skula, I mean, I don't like using that word, for Ashiros, so before you delve and you dip your hands into the pot to pick up all that money, you have to make sure you recognize that the wealth comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should not be misled to think, Koichi v'oitzem yadi osli achayel az. In other words, it's so guaranteed to work. The reciting the parish of the Teres, it's guaranteed to bring you wealth. Just be careful. Don't be misled to think, Koichi v'oitzem yadi osli achayel hazeh. And therefore, begin by saying, Ein kelokeinu, Ein kadoneinu, Ein kemalkeinu. Recognize the wealth comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's one other thing about this, that it's very big thing to say the parish of the Ketores on the nights of Rosh Hashanah. Even the person is not so into this. You're not into saying Ein kelokeinu, and not into saying the Ketores every single day, maybe once a day, once in a while, only on Shabbos. And when you say it at least on Shabbos, at least then, at the end of the davening, at least once a week, you say with kavana, you should halavai, you should say with kurbanos every single day. But even those that are not so careful, it seems that they were very careful. I've never seen this done. Where I daven in different places, I've never seen this, is that there's a special inyan to be very careful to say with kavana on the two nights of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, and it's not just din, it's a double din. There's Hamelech HaMishpat and Hamelech HaKadosh, where they wear a double dosage of din on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and you have to dilute the din. You have to dilute the din by saying the parsha of Ketores. Now, what's the magic? Why is it magical? Everything that's a segula, you have to know, or minog, there's always a logic to it. And the logic to it is, Ketores represents Nachas Ruach. Vayorach Hashem is Reach HaNichoyach. After the Mabel, they brought a carbon. Hashem smelled the Reach. It was a carbon, it was an animal. But Hashem, Vayorach Hashem, Hashem Kaviyachal smelled the fragrance. And Hashem had satisfaction. We all have that expression. The person every day has to think in his mind that he should be an instrument in giving Hashem satisfaction. Not just when you read the words, magic. It's the idea that is captured in Ketores. Person walks away from Ketores remembering, you should be a person that gives Hashem nachas ruach. And if you behave yourself, and you do mitzvahs and Torah, and you don't cause other people harm, Hashem has nachas ruach. And if He has nachas ruach, of course, He will reciprocate and give you nachas ruach. And certainly when you deal with the Ketores, which is something which is brought lefnai v'lefnim, you remind yourself of the Kodesh HaKodashim and of the Beis HaMikdash. These are things that if you keep them in mind, it changes your whole outlook in life. It's a very important minhag or custom, and it's mamish. You don't have to go look for these strange things, putting red little things around your hand, and all the. This is like, you can't get more basic than this in minhagim when it's a parsha, a nirvi in the Torah. Okay, so that is our minute for today. Stop here.